Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive-compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
The law of country.
American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day! This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, February 27th, 2006, with my beautiful and talented co-host, Samaria.
Yeah, I'm here too.
And that's right. And today, you know, why is it that, say, when we record the show at your house, you can always tell because your levels are good. And when we record the show at my house, the levels suck.
Well, that's the difference between, like, a $10 mixer and a $1,500 mixer.
That's stupid.
Shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't be that way. It should be another way. I still think you're a little quiet, though. I think you should turn yourself up just a touch.
Just a touch.
And while you do that, I will carry on with the intro saying that this is Newsreel, the WOG Global Sit-Rep for Corporate Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand.
Rant Media. I'm not taking a stand for free space today.
Just by listening to this program, you are too. You can read all of the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, and you can only get to my live journal through the internet.
If you don't have the internet?
If you don't have the internet, you cannot get to my live journal.
Or listen to this.
Or listen to this.
Well, you could.
You know, it's ridiculous how much crap I have to put up with. Are you yelling? Say something again.
Yell.
Well, you're a little high now. Well,
only
when you yell. You never yell.
I don't do that.
You don't yell.
I'm fine.
You're not allowed to yell. No yelling for you. Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. That's how you get to my live journal.
Yep.
This would be a free media podcast, huh?
You got it.
Sent to me by a listener. Yeah, somebody sent that in.
Nice.
And, of course, I don't give credits for anyone who sends me stories. Am I fucking insane? I haven't even answered email in like a week. Almost 2 weeks. But, I've got this.
Deleted.
Oh, it's disgusting. Yeah, I start deleting emails. I'm like, oh, God, I just can't handle it. You almost think I work for Bell. Anyway, this would be a free media podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Osprey Radio, .info, Extreme Radio, Tampa, SRN1, and 99 Nuke FM.
And it can only grow from there.
And it can only go up and onwards, because people love my show, our show,
podcasted, too.
Is it podcasted?
Yeah, so people can, like, sign up for the show, and it'll download automatically.
Where do they do that?
You can go to your Newsreel website.
You know, what we should do is that should be how people can distribute the show, because you're free to distribute the show any way you see fit.
Yep.
So what you should do is anytime you see someone with a podcast, you should walk up to them and say, oh, you're listening to Sean Kennedy. And they'll look at you and say, excuse me? They say, well, that's why you got the iPod, right? Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know. See, there's this show. And then that's how you start it. So you walk up and you say, you're listening to Sean Kennedy. You must be listening to Sean Kennedy because everybody's got an iPod.
What other reason would you buy one of those devices?
Yeah, exactly. And people will be like, oh, I guess I'm not cool because I'm not listening to Sean Kennedy. Yeah,
that's
the way it works.
Yeah, impose the uncoolness upon them.
That's right. You know, because they impose this manufactured want on you. Ring bling, thank you. The defense rests. As the most retarded concept in a social culture ever.
Put these rocks in your hand and you will be cool.
That's right. You know, can I interest you in some glass beads? You know,
or some soft metal.
Yeah. I mean, just ridiculous, really, how we're able to be manipulated by the masses. You know,
Resist.
Refuse.
Attack.
Well, whoa, that's some hard speech. Don't attack anything. My God, we don't actually mean anything here. We're just,
no,
this is for
song.
Entertainment purposes
song.
Only. I wonder if I should put in some eye drops because my eyes are doing better. Lots of email from people saying, Sean, I hope you recover fast. I hope your Mark 1 mod eyes work out really well.
And how are they doing?
They're
getting better every day.
They're not hurting. So yeah. That would be getting better. You know, I went to go see my optometrist. He's like, "Oh well, you don't have that blood ring around your eyes." And I'm like, "Blood ring around my eyes? Question mark." Right? And I've got a really cool
blood
optometrist.
Ring.
He's like this strange little guy who's got this wicked lisp. He's a little East Indian guy with this wicked lisp, and he's like horribly overweight with pudgy fingers. And he kind of pinches your cheeks as he checks your eyes. He's crazy. And he's like, oh, yes. Yes. You know, and you don't have blood rings around your eyes. And I'm like, you're fucking right. So I don't have blood rings around my eyes. And consequently, there's no blood rings all over an office in Vancouver either. Because I don't think there's anything... You know, people, they do that. They say that, oh, well, if you go blind, you signed a waiver. You know? Waivers
No,
just,
you can't waive your right to injury or death.
Yeah, unfortunately...
In Canada, anyway.
Waivers in Canada are not worth the paper they're fucking printed on. They're a big psychological mind fuck think that...
It's to weed out the people who think they can't sue.
Yeah. And so it's like, if you wind up, you know, saying, oh, okay, well, I'm down with cannibalism. I mean, you can eat my leg. You know, and
just sign here.
You fed me enough drugs that I think it's okay to eat my leg. So I'll sign these waivers saying I won't sue you for eating my leg.
It can't sign away your life.
No. And
or,
it can't
or your
sign
wife.
Away your fucking eyes because that's just stupid.
It's to protect the weak.
Yeah.
And the stupid.
The weak and the stupid, which, of course, yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about that this show.
There's are some we? Shit the to weak talk, and the stupid?
The weak and the stupid. Yeah. Things are getting... We're going to have to make a decision here.
It's a good movie title. The weak and the stupid.
The weak and the stupid. It's like... Part two of The Quick and the Dead. You know, those left... Like, left behind the weak and the stupid. Left behind. Starring Kirk Cameron and a whole list of other weak and stupid celebrities who follow the Christian faith. Not to say that the Christian faith is stupid.
No.
Just the people who follow it. No. Oh, God! I'm going to get hate mail on that one. I can hear Foulware right now typing in and go, Sean, you know... Because that's how I get the hate mail now. Now I don't get hate mail anymore. They get, Sean, I'm your fan.
But
I'm your friend. I'm your friend. And it hurt me to see that you disagreed with this, you know? Because you're actually a really good guy. And that's the Christian attack strategy.
Is
now.
It? They embrace you.
They seep under the doors. Wrong. Yeah, they're like vampires in the mist. Yeah, ghosts. A ghost in the fog. Yeah, seriously. You know, it'd be better if the Christians were like all the guys from Cradle of Filth. You know, they were black, they, you know, sang in two voices, all that kind
that
of shit.
Be good.
That'd be great, you know. Or if, you know, all the it'd be good if you could do it, but that would really motivate an us and them mentality. You know, religions are funny. Religions are funny. I've got this up by where I live.
Yeah.
My wife went to this cult university they got up there called Trinity Western University. Really well respected university.
Yeah. It's got a nice big lake out front and a fountain. And
yeah.
Looks all pretty.
I should also mention, before I get a whole ton of hate mail here, I'm saying a lot of this stuff tongue-in-cheek just to bug the Christians, okay? I'm not down on Christians any more than I'm down on, you know, Islamic people or any other kind of religion. I don't like religion because I think it's ridiculous. I don't think we need it. I think it's outdated and stupid. But people like the people. Like Scientology. Scientology.
Good
retarded.
Intentions. Good intentions.
Well, maybe. I might even give that good intentions if by good you mean money grubbing psycho evil cult. But you know, the religion is evil.
Yeah.
Evil. Okay. But the people, misguided.
Yeah.
Misguided. There are some of the nicest people, actually the nicest people I've ever met have been Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Nicest people ever. I'm sure there's some really nice Muslims out there. Haven't met any. You know, actually, no, I met two. My barber is a really nice Muslim.
Yeah.
And he's the only guy who can give a flat top in Langley and short of like Western.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, this side of West.
Good haircut.
He's the only guy. Yeah. He's wicked guy. Good dude. You know what I mean? So I'm sure there's lots of nice, you know, Muslim people, lots of nice Christian, lots of nice Jewish people. But these religions, kind of weird. Kind of got to go. But we're going to get in there. We got some thought crime stuff in the show, too.
Oh, I love thought crimes.
Thought crimes are there, man. And I don't know. I think I'm going to have to start believing in thought crimes. I never thought I'd say this.
That there is such thing
there
as a
is
thought
such,
crime.
Well, apparently, legally, there is. But we'll get into this.
Oh, there is legally.
Yeah, legally
yeah,
there is.
Especially in
That's
Canada.
That's my point. Anyway.
Especially in Canada.
We'll get there. Ms. Hey Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, and Sim, the ravishing vegan.
Ravishing vegan.
The not radishing.
Radishing.
Not radishing. The
Garnishing
ravishing
vegan.
So I guess you're ravishing.
Wow.
I think he means ravished.
Just from a chick?
Probably Warthor.
Not. Probably not.
Does it matter? Are you a bigot?
No.
Who cares? Whoever it is thinks you're ravishing.
She thinks I'm ravishing.
Well, it's probably a he. I'm pretty sure it's a he,
that
actually.
Sucks. Okay.
I think they're ex-service. So they're probably, you know, so they're most likely gay.
Okay.
Well, everyone who's ever been in the Army is gay. Everybody knows that.
Well, you hang around dudes too long. It's
well,
close
that's why,
confinement.
That's why I have such huge problems, because I'm in denial.
That's Mary, right.
You know, depending on who you
big
talk
denial.
To.
Big
anyway,
denial.
Anyway, I have a question. I've been going through a lot of Rant Radio material. I've been going
Who
through
are
like
you?
Mad. I'm breaking into cars to get to shit. I've been listening to What the Hell 24/7. I like how
God.
It involves the community of Rant Radio and the Wog Rant community of Vancouver in the studio. Yeah, I bet you do. I look
you
at the
liked
show.
It?
I look at the show and think, "Damn, I wish I was around listening then." I wonder if you'd think about doing another show like What the Hell anytime again. Sim laughs at you and throws something in your general direction and says, "You can host it at your house, fuckface.
Go for it."
Yeah. It'd be interesting, though.
There's still time slots available on Rant Radio for you.
No, but that's a good point. What if somebody wanted to set up a What the Hell show?
With the name?
With the name and everything. What if somebody wanted to do it and you'd have the What the Hell show moving from different communities and stuff like that?
Interesting concept.
It's an interesting concept. I mean, because it wasn't a hard show to do.
No, you
I mean, you could listen to 2 years of What the Hell and figure out the format. You know what I mean? And
just don't use the same name. Somebody was on the station, used What the Fuck as a name, and I went, don't do that. They did it anyway. Now everybody confuses the two.
Oh, really?
And it's totally annoying.
Because people are dumb.
It's like, you know, you're on that What the Fuck show with those guys. I'm like, what? No, those aren't the same guys. It's not the same show, so...
So, Sim will
pick
kill
a new
you.
Name. You
okay.
can do the same format. It's a very common format. A whole,
well, it'd be
it's
nice
a round table
to,
format.
It'd be nice to... So
that's
maybe
good,
you could call it, New Hell.
New Hell.
Like New Hell.
The New Hell.
The New Hell.
What new hell
what
have
in
you
hell?
Brought?
What in hell? Hellish? Hades. What in Hades? The What the Hades show?
What the... No.
Well, you can't restrict creativity, Sam. Gee whiz. I'm trying to come up with content. You're shooting me down over here.
Now, the round table concept is very cool. You just have to have it regulated a bit, because in that kind of arena, everyone tends to talk at once, and you don't hear anything.
It's hard to do.
It's very
it's hard
to do.
Unless you've got experience being a game master in a role-playing game, it's very difficult.
That helps, yeah.
Yeah, so if you've got... But, you know, hey, round table, if somebody... be interesting to have, a technology one. Like, if you had a guy who was a gaming guy, hardcore science guy, hardcore army guy, military science, you
bring
know,
in the different
program.
Aspects.
You know, different dudes, math, some math chick, and some liberal artist.
And that was the good thing about the What the Hell. We had a whole bunch of different kinds of people on it.
Well, we don't really have to have a liberal artist. You know, I
their
don't...
opinion matters not.
Well, not real. Well, nothing else they do matters. They think their opinion matters, but they can't back shit up, so whatever. We disagree! What are you going to do about it? Wine! There's a shock. Dear Sean, I've been listening to Rant Radio for about a year and a half, and thus far, listened to just about every archived Rant Media production in existence, and believe myself to be a better person thanks to you and Sim.
Uh-oh.
The key term there is believe yourself. Believe yourself to be. We in no way make any claims to the damage to your psyche. Anyway.
That's right.
I am 18 and fucked up and wondering what I'm going to do with my life. Sim?
That's the question?
No.
Is there any background? Join the army.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Sim, I can't believe you said that. I mean, we don't know anything about this kid. How could you make a recommendation?
What's the best solution?
I do have a lot of skill related to computers.
Join the army.
But I have put serious thought into becoming a police officer. Ha ha! Not only could I continue the battle for the thoughts and minds of the police, it's hearts and minds for the police, but I could also take scumbag fucks off the streets. I would just like your opinion on this.
Well, you could try and take scumbags off the streets.
Well, it's easier to do it if you've got a badge and a gun than a gun alone.
Definitely.
Yeah,
You are restricted by the rules of the city if you wish to comply with them.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, as a vigilante, you're not making any money. As a cop, you get a pension. It's nice.
You go after the rich criminals.
I totally encourage people to follow a career in law enforcement. I don't think I could do it.
It's tough.
Psychologically damaging.
Because all you deal with is the worst of the worst all day long.
All day long,
and
taking out the trash.
And you begin to think that that's what society is made of.
Well, yeah, people equal shit. Hey, you betcha. That's why that's the theme of my 30s. Richard Cheese's cover of Slipknot's People Equal Shit is, no shit, that is my favorite song of this of my 30s.
He plays it all the time. Believe me.
I love it. It's just, it makes me smile every time. I could be bummed the fuck out. Yep. And if I listen to Richard Cheese's, I'm going to put it at the beginning of the show. Well, you don't listen to Monday's show anyway because you can't stand the sound of your own voice. Unlike myself, who's in love with the sound of his own voice.
My own voice.
Do you know why that is? It's because when I was young, I had no friends.
Hi, Sean.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Poor me. Poor me.
What shall we do today, Sean?
Now I'm old, and I have no friends.
Just the internet.
Yeah, just the internet. This strange little screen that has text that appears on it. I want to watch the screen, and I feel in love with my life. Sort yourself out. Hello, Sean. Answer. I'm contacting you, Sean, my hero. No shit, that's what it says. I'm contacting you, my hero.
What heroic things have you done?
I've done some heroic shit. I will have to say, I ran down a crackhead who was drugging women in a bar, choked him out.
Yeah.
And actually, that was really funny because that was when some people came down to visit me and I was like, hi, and they were from Rant. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, hell, oh my God. And I had to like spring into action. It was ridiculous. It was just like, think about it later and you're like, holy shit, that's just stupid. But anyway, I'm contacting you, Sean, my hero, about a problem with my family. Here's some background. Now, I've gotten a ton of these.
Yes.
And sort yourself out.
I'm going to do
this one regarding family issues, and this will be my cumulative answer for family issues.
Please apply this answer to your family.
Because this answer will apply.
Copy paste.
Okay, let me just get through this. My mom and dad are both alcohol and drug abusers. Period. Full stop. I didn't actually need to read anything else in this email.
Done. First sentence.
You stated your problem right there. This is typical. This person knows what the answer is.
Because things fall off from there, right?
Because it's like saying to me, Sean, I need some guidance here. First, the statement is, someone's trying to make me join the Nazi party. Okay, well, no. There's nothing you could say that will chase that to make you join the Nazi party.
Really nice and blah. No.
They're really nice, you know, and I could get myself an education. You know.
There's some hot chicks.
Anyway, my mom and dad are both alcohol and drug abusers. Consequently, over the past 15 years, they have both been supported by my grandmother, my mother's mother, and we've all lived in relative comfort. However, recently, the problem with my parents has been getting worse. Because drug problems never get better. They stay out for long periods of time and let the bills slip for the sake of funding their little escapades. Because they're addicts.
Yes.
Now I've dealt with this for some time, but here's the straw that broke the camel's back, unfortunately. It involves my relatives as well as my immediate family. My grandmother does her best to support us by sending money for food and bills every month. Well, last month, my mom was arrested for possession of cocaine with intent to distribute.
Nice.
Blah, 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 blah. Goes on,
et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
More bad things.
My grandmother is a wonderful and caring person. I cannot bear to see my grandmother being fooled in this way and sending her retirement money going for booze and drugs. These people are beyond help. How could I help her to better understand the situation? My family life is falling apart because of this, period. Okay. You need to understand something here. When you are born, this is the way it's supposed to work, okay? When you were born, your parents have a contract. This contract isn't written anywhere, but it's sort of like the natural cycle of things.
Biological contract.
There's a biological implied consent contract, which is stated. The contract is as such. If you give birth to a child, you have to look after it.
Until it can look after itself.
Until it can look after it. This is, if you're the child's mother or father, is regardless, okay? You're supposed to look after your kids. That's the fucking way the world works.
Yep.
Okay? Our particular species cares for its young.
Yeah.
Not really our fault, but that's what you're supposed
We're
to do.
We're not egg laying. We don't abandon the eggs and leave.
Supposed to look after the children.
Mammals.
That's how it works.
Yep.
Now, if you don't do, if the people don't do this, okay, then they have failed their species.
Yes.
Which means they are not worth shit.
Human waste.
Yeah, they are filth. Okay. Please get in the cattle car. Okay.
Not worth the DNA they're written on.
Yeah, sorry. You are an organ donor, okay? That's what they are. So
not anymore. Their bodies are wrecked. Yeah, they're not even organ donors.
Yeah, these people are wastes of fucking skin. So there are lots of family questions I get like this, like my parents are blah. Now, if you are, this doesn't help you very much, but you must realize that, my sires, the genetic material which I was produced by, are bags of shit. Their conscious entities have decided to forfeit their lives and become inept. So, luckily, you have no obligation to them. because of what they have done. You don't really have obligation to them regardless, but idyllically, you have no obligation to them.
No.
You know, it'd be nice to look after your parents, respect them, all this kind of shit, blah, 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 blah. And it's inherent that you do that because that's part of the genetic code as well. But if they failed their end of the contract, you don't have to hold up your end of the contract. But they're family. Fuck them. Burn. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Big, nasty, scary jungle in the world. Your grandmother, who is supporting them, is older than both you and your parents. She is being stupid. She's being dumb. Because she has let this contract rule her life.
Or ignorant to the fact that
so
her parents are like this.
So, if she knows that they're drug abusers, and she's making excuses for them, you've done your part. So, all you've got to focus on is getting the fuck out of that scenario.
Yep.
If you've got dead weight around your neck, don't ask me how to walk with it. Ask me how to take it off. Okay? You're not going to be able to carry this. If you're walking around with a bunch of dead weight, take off the weight. It's much easier. Yes, sometimes. You know, cuts are cuts. If it's a surgical cut, it's still a knife wound. Making a clean break, say, fuck off, I don't want you anymore. I've got my own job, I've got my own life, kiss my ass. You come near me, I'll call the cops. Go to the cops and say, that's why they're there. My parents are drug addict fucks. Can you please keep them away from me? Because I'm trying to live my life and be productive.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't want to hear that, Sean.
Well, yeah, that's why you came to Sean.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear the fact that my parents are bags of shit and are useless, you know, scum fucks who have decided to do drugs instead of deal with reality.
I want a magic pill.
I want a magic pill. Not going to happen. Terribly sorry. About your luck. Thank you for calling. But that's the answer. So if it's not working, remove it or replace it or move the fuck on. That's how it works. It is too late in the day for us to be trying to play like, you know, oh, well, you know, maybe your parents will sort themselves out. If they do, wonderful. Maybe you fucking off is what they need to realize that, wow, we're making a wreck of our lives.
Maybe they'll turn them around.
And they'll show up late, 10 years later and ask you whether they are allowed back in your life. And then you will think very, very fucking carefully before you let them back in. And maybe you'll forgive them. Or maybe not. You'll say, you know what? I have no need for you because you're a bag of shit. Please leave. I can't believe you did that. You're heartless. No, I'm practical. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, don't be dragged down with them.
Yeah, never, ever, ever let things like some, it, you know, obscure, but we're fam, fuck off. It doesn't mean shit. Okay, you just happen to drop from that particular female. That's all that means. If they failed their contract, fuck them, burn, die. Into the news.
On that note.
On that note, yeah. No, you know, and that's, and you're never going to get that on fucking Dr. Laura.
No.
You know, you're never going to get that shit there. No.
She's going to give you a hug. And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All those, you know, those hardcore feminist
we'll take them
liberal,
to counseling,
you know, well, I just don't agree with that. You know, I think that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Pander, pander. Pander, pander, pander. Pander, pander, pander. No. Bullshit. if they fucking, they're crap. I mean, if their parents are crap, they're crap. Thanks for calling. But you've got to be able to identify that. Move
they're supposed to be people that you're looking up to. They're supposed to be more knowledgeable than you, teaching you ways to deal with life.
So,
and they're not competent, so how are you supposed to
exactly.
teach them to be competent?
So my default response to anyone who says, I've got this person, regardless, insert, relative, lover, whatever, I've got this person in my life, and they're making my life bad. My answer to you is, remove them. Thanks
there are more,
for calling.
There are more people in the
if
world.
You can't,
6 billion of them, in fact.
If you can't remove them, then you should remove yourself. If you can't remove them or yourself, buy a firearm. Okay. No, seriously, there is a way that you can get rid of these people.
Move to another city, state, country,
yeah,
somewhere else.
You know, just get the fuck out. Just leave.
Become anonymous.
Yeah, get another job.
Don't leave a note.
Yeah, you know, time to go. Restraining order. Okay, if your parents start stalking you, that's why there's law enforcement, and they're here to help. In electronic surveillance news. Now, here we go.
I'm being watched.
What's that?
I'm being watched.
You're being watched.
By
in electronic surveillance news. An Ohio company has embedded silicone chips into two of its employees. The first known case in which U.S. workers have been tagged electronically as a way of identifying them. Now, we tried to phone a dude who's done this locally here, but he didn't answer his phone. And we didn't have time to set up an interview, so that's
nope.
okay, though. But he's a nice guy.
Maybe another
speaking
time.
At the
somewhere
boss,
in the Seattle...
Dorkworks Fair or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up. But anyway... Mm-hmm. I probably tried to get him on the show again. He's probably listening to the show going, God damn it, I should have answered the phone.
Why wasn't I home?
Why wasn't I home? But anyway, no, don't worry. It's all cool. It's all cool. An Ohio company has embedded two silicone chips into its employees. CityWatch.com CityWatcher.com, a private video surveillance company. A private video surveillance company said it was testing the technology as a way of controlling access to a room where it holds the security video footage for government agencies and the police.
Okay.
Embedding slivers of silicon in workers is likely to add controversy over RFID technology, widely seen as the next big growth industry. RFID chips, inexpensive radio transmitters that give off unique identifying signal, have been implanted in pets or attached to goods so they can be tracked in transit. Can someone please email me the main companies behind this is stock, like the company that you can buy stock in for this technology? Because I want to know who the leader is. Someone please let me know that.
Right.
These are very serious privacy and civil liberty issues. It's very serious. Civil liberties, they're all upset. Of having people permanently numbered, said Liz McIntyre, as opposed to people who aren't permanently numbered now. Oh, wait, they are. Who campaigns against the use of identification technology. But Sean Darks, no shit,
Sean
that's his name.
Darks.
Sean, S-E-A-N, same as mine, Sean Darks, my evil brother from another dimension.
That's a movie name.
Yeah, Sean Darks.
Sean Darks.
Mr. Darks, Chief Executive Officer of City Watcher.
Sean Darks from City Watcher.
Dark Watcher.
Wow.
Dark Watcher. Dude, I hereby digitally baptize Sean Darks as Dark Watcher.
That's his new title.
That's his
job.
Fucking title. He should be not Chief Executive. He should be the Dark Watcher. Said the glass encased chips were like identity cards. They're planted in the upper right arm of the recipient and read by a device similar to a card reader. There's nothing pulsing or sending out a signal, said Mr. Darks, who had a chip of his own arm. It's not a GPS chip. My wife can't tell where I am, which is bizarre that of all the things he would say, my wife can't tell where I am. Well, I bet she's fucking wondering after reading this article now, guy.
Yeah, why would he care?
There's a Freudian fucking statement.
No kidding.
You know, I wouldn't want my wife to know where I am. My wife is like, my husband can't tell where I am. I'd be like, you could fucking well bet that there'll be like a bunch of people indiscriminately sweeping around your office 24 hours a day. Jesus. The technology's defenders say it's acceptable as long as it's not compulsory. But critics say any implanted device could be used to track the wearer without their knowledge. Dun, dun, dun. Of course it would.
True.
Verichip, the U.S. company that made the devices, claims to have the only chips that have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. So I need to buy stock in Verichip.
Yep.
And said the implants were designed primarily for medical purposes. So far, 70 people in the U.S. have implants, the company has said. Does Verichip have stock?
Most likely.
Most likely.
Most big companies.
I'd like to find a way. Because if it's like less than like a dollar or something, I'm going to mac out on that. So now, this whole chipping thing.
Yes.
It's the future.
It is.
It is coming.
Technically, no. It's not any different than an ID card.
Nope.
Everyone's got identification in this world. Your parents sign you up for it when you're born.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's mandatory. It probably isn't mandatory.
Yeah. Now, on the upswing, I mean, it's kind of scary. That is scary.
There's people who don't like bank machines.
Okay, yeah. There's people who don't like bank machines, right? I've had people get fake money out of bank machines. I've had people had counterfeit money dispatched to them from the bank machine. I know someone that happened to.
Really?
Yeah, well, think about it. If the bank gets slipped fake money.
Yes.
Right?
It gets circulated, right?
Yeah,
if they don't
check it. Gets circulated in the bank, they're like, oh, shit, we got slipped fake money. Well, how do you prove that that $20 bill came from that customer, right? It just shows up in your circulation. We got to get rid of that fake money, don't you?
Yeah. Put it back into circulation.
So you can claim ignorance and put it back into the bank machines.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, therefore, makes people get further and further away from cash. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon they'll be like, oh, you know, I got like five fake. Oh, we didn't see you get this fake bills. Our money's good. So you're trying to pull a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Counterfeit money is a funny thing. But anyway, getting away from that. With this bank machine thing, I mean, you can always get these chips out. It's not like they embed them next to your bone.
Yeah, but if you're working for a company and you take out your RFID chip, they'll be like, well, where's your RFID chip? You didn't sign in this morning. It fell out.
Actually, well, no, it's just a chip. It's a glass encased chip, right?
Yeah.
So you can just keep it. You can put it on a keychain.
Oh, okay. They'd never be able.
You could tape it to your skin.
That's true. Yeah.
They could never, ever know.
So there's a way around it right there. You go home, you take it out.
Yeah.
Unless they check every day. So, well, let's just make sure it's working still.
Put a Band-Aid on your fucking arm where they put the insert.
They'd be wary to that. What's a Band-Aid? Oh, it's Ray. I cut myself right where the RFID chip actually happens to be. No. If they check, then you're busted.
Well, it's very unlikely they check.
Very unlikely, yeah.
But honestly, I mean, if you could go in there, like if you want to get access to this room, especially for police and surveillance,
yeah,
you're dealing with criminals. So the criminals would be like, oh, who has access to the room?
The guy who's about to miss an arm.
They show up and they go, hey, where's that chip got implanted? I'm not telling you. I'll cut your whole fucking arm off. It's right here. Thanks so much. You know, exactly. We're going to tie you up and keep you in a van for 2 days, and then we're going to let you go. If we get all the chips and everything's cool. But if it doesn't work, we're going to kill you. We're going to, you know, whatever. Maybe, I don't know if that actually, well, I don't know what happens in Mexico. I know people get kidnapped in Mexico and they take out money over and over and over and over again.
So is this for convenience or is this for tracking?
Because
cards
though.
Are pretty convenient.
Do you think that companies should be able to mandatorily insist that something is put into your body? That's what we're really afraid of here. What we're afraid of here now, it should be said that like, oh, well, we can insist that you get inoculations. If we're sending you to Africa to do work, we have to insist you have inoculations.
Or you can't go.
Or you
because
can't.
We can't risk you getting hurt in
exactly.
Africa.
And therefore we can't employ you, therefore you're fired.
Exactly. So what's the difference?
So
is there?
I think this is getting back to the whole concept of human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, despite all the best political efforts, I put it to you that human rights do not exist. They're a myth.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as human rights. Never, to quote Ghost in the Shell, I've heard a lot about human rights. I've never seen any evidence of them. It's unfortunate that is the truth, but that is, in fact, the truth. And you know, people go, well, we have to stand up and fight for it. Okay, well, does that mean that you don't want this technology used? We have to find something else?
Not used in certain ways.
Not used in certain ways. I mean, it's interesting stuff, you know. What's the solution here? You know, I mean, it is a technology that they're employing. You just say, I don't want them to use that technology.
You know, it'll get to a point where people are blasé about it. I think.
It's already starting. That's why there's so much hype about this. That's why people are, like, getting a lot of press time.
And they slowly introduce it to pets and then to children.
Oh,
their
safety. And then sex offenders, pedophiles, all this kind of stuff.
And then it'll just be commonplace. Be like, oh, well, it's convenient.
Oh, I got chipped. And then there was stuff.
And it'll be cool then,
It's cool to be chipped. And you got chip bling.
Yeah.
You'll have, like, diamond-encrusted chips in your arm.
Oh, yeah.
Wait for it.
The high-quality ones.
Wait for it, yeah.
I have twice the distance.
I got chipped by Sony.
So you only have to get 2 feet away from your door to open it.
We got the first ones actually broadcast, man. I can change the fucking channel by moving my fingers. Shit
kinda
like
cool.
that. You know that? Yeah, so I was like, ooh. No,
can I
not
type
cool.
with them?
Then I put them in the backs of all my fingers, and they can gauge where my fingers go, and that way I can like have haptic response. Oh, that'd be fucking hot! Well, I'd probably do it, too. So says the guy just had fucking laser surgery.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. Now, getting into thought crimes.
Did you see the chips they put in your eyes?
What that? Oh, I've seen. They do have chips they put in your eyes.
Do they?
They do. There's one that you can get. It looks like a little lens, and they put it in the whites of your eyes. So what you do is it's like you go roll your eye up, and the white is there. You know when you roll up your eye, it's just white?
Yep.
Well, they put a little hole there, and they put this lens there so you can actually look through it. It's like a way of magnifying it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I should find the story about it. But yeah, it does exist. There's some fucked up shit coming out of like China. And Russia was the guys who developed it, right? The laser surgery thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of intense stuff. But so we've got the machine thing. We got the chipping thing. But now we're getting into the good stuff, the thought crime news. This is something
crimes.
I've been considering for a while. This is a good one.
Yep.
In thought crime news, the trial of British Holocaust denier David Irving begins in Vienna with a guilty plea. Not much of a trial.
Guilty, okay.
Mea fucking culpa. A verdict is expected on Monday afternoon, but Irving is asking for leniency. Please do not throw me into the goddamn slammer. Notorious British right-wing historian.
Notorious.
He's a notorious historian.
Notorious historian.
I'm a notorian. I'm a historian noratorian. Notorious historian.
Wow.
Now, there's an online name. I'm Notorious Historian.
That's not bad.
Not to be confused with a, excessive librarian. David Irving finally got his day in court in Vienna on Monday, where he's facing charges that could lead up to 10 years of imprisonment in Austria on allegations that he denied the extent of the Holocaust.
Not the Holocaust. The extent of the Holocaust.
Yeah, that he denied
He didn't say it didn't happen.
He just said he denied the extent of it.
Yeah.
Irving pleaded guilty to the charges and he told reporters that he now believes the Nazis did, in fact, systematically kill Jews during World War II. I made a mistake when I said there was no gas chambers at Auschwitz, he told the court, defending his books. He said, I know why did I deny the killings of millions of people by the Nazis. The court is trying Irving on charges stemming from the comments he made in 1989.
Wow.
He said something.
Almost 20 years ago.
In 1989, he said something.
Not that time matters.
He didn't hurt anybody.
Just said something or wrote something.
He said and wrote something.
Because he's a writer, too.
Yeah, he's a writer. Okay.
So he's being taken to court for something he said and or wrote.
What did he say and write? At that time, he claimed the Nazis did not kill 6 million Jews, a statement prosecutors described as a dangerous violation of freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. Interesting. Police arrested Irving in November after he returned to the country giving a speech to right-wing student fraternity. He has since been held at a prison in Vienna. On Monday, the 67-year-old came into the courtroom carrying a copy of Hitler's War, one of his most controversial books. Irving's attorney said his client would plead guilty to the charges, but he would ask for leniency since he has changed his views about the Holocaust.
I'm a changed man.
I'm not a Holocaust denier, Irving told reporters. Obviously, I've changed my views. History, he said, is constantly growing tree. The more you know, the more documents become available, the more you learn. I have learned a lot since 1989. He has since acknowledged the existence of the gas chambers. Millions of Jews died, there is no question. I don't know the figure, but I'm not an expert on the Holocaust. So he's not saying that 6 million Jews didn't die. He said millions of Jews died. I don't know how many million.
That's right.
You know. Now, the right-wing crowd, the right-wing crowd, well, it's not the right-wing crowd, actually. I'm falling into the mind share.
You are.
The fascist Nazi crowd.
Yes.
They don't deny that they killed people at, you know,
yeah,
these camps. What they claim is that the number.
I don't get that. I just don't understand that.
Well.
What is this number? 5 million, 6 million, Nazis, 7 million, 4 million?
The Nazis say that, like, the Jews make a big deal about it. Big fucking deal. 20 million Russians died. You don't see them whining. Seriously.
That's what they say?
That's what they say, yeah.
Wow.
They're like, yeah, lots of Americans died, lots of Canadians died, but suddenly the Jews deserve special fucking treatment? We should give them a country and then support it? Fuck them, they're Jews. Right? This is the Nazi ideology.
Right.
I like Israel as a nation. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's pretty fucking cool. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people are like, no, Israel got really bullied, now they're kicking ass, and now they've become the bullies. And I'm like, not really. No, I think they've earned their right in the world. A really cool army. Mm-hmm. You know, they let women there. You can volunteer to be a sniper over there. It's a good job.
Really?
Yeah, hang around rooftops. Yeah. Wow. Have a few, drink a few beers. Those people know how to fucking party, man. Woo! Anyhow.
So what we got here
is a classic example of a thought crime.
Very good example.
So we got a guy here on trial in Vienna for a thought crime, saying something didn't happen, which they can. He's wrong. If he says this,
I don't think he said it didn't happen.
20 yeah. Jews died. I say 20 Jews died in the whole Holocaust. No, dude, you're not a criminal. You're just fucking wrong.
Yeah.
And if you say that, you continue to say that, say no, only 20 Jews died. That date is wrong. Yeah. You say then you're still wrong.
So, if he said 25, is he closer to being right? Is he less guilty of it?
If this guy's guilty of fucking of hate crimes, then Alex Jones is guilty of hate crimes because he's saying the World Trade Center was an inside job. That is a direct treasonous,
yes,
accusatory hate crime. Everybody who says anything fucking wrong, arguably, is then a hate crime, even if he believes it. The flat earth guys, hate crime.
That's right.
Hate crime. Fuck yeah. The people who say that the Earth was created in 7 fucking days when science clearly stipulates it wasn't. Hate crime.
Yep. Anything that's not the truth.
I'm pretty sure that right now I'd have a pretty easy way of making a lot of Islamic teachers, surahs 2-9, hate crime. They cannot preach sections of the Bible. There are whole areas of the Bible that people cannot talk about in their own church because if they do, they get hit with hate crimes.
Because it preaches against specific sections of the population, such as homosexuals.
So who gives a fuck what it says? They're not allowed
to
say it.
That's right.
In your holy book. You're not allowed to read that part of your holy book. But it's our holy
book.
Because
it's bad words.
But it's hate crime.
I understand the sentiment against, by making these hate crimes, they'll incite riots. They'll incite people to think that way.
That's right. So what is a hate crime? Hate is an emotion.
Yeah. Right?
It's actually it's not really, how much hate can you put in a glass? How much hate, how do you measure hate, right? So it's not actually a crime of property. You're not damaging anything. You're just talking, right?
Yeah.
So what it is really, well, we're not talking about hate crimes here. We're talking about thought crimes.
Yeah.
It's a thought crime.
Yep.
So you have
to. Because he thinks this way. He didn't do anything.
That's right. I'm sexually attracted to children. That's all it is. Does that make me a criminal?
So say this person never touched one.
He never touched a child.
Never even approached one.
Yeah.
So he just thinks that way.
Does that make him a criminal? Oh, this guy's never touched anybody. He's never killed a Jew. He just said that 6 million didn't die.
Said some stuff. Wrote a book.
So if you're going to put this guy in jail, you better put the guy who's just talking shit. I think it's okay to have sex with children. That's all I'm saying. The pedophile, these NAMBLA guys. You got the NAMBLA guys running free, but you got this guy here, you know, going to jail for saying 6 million Jews didn't die?
Hmm.
Interesting. Interesting. So this creates a bit of a quandary, a bit of a dilemma, which nobody's going to get near. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, you don't want to talk nobody's about that.
Nobody's going to fucking touch this. No chance. Political fucking suicide. I have no political career even possible in the future. Sometimes I think about it, you know, I think, what if I, you know, occasionally the elections will come around. I'll be
Sean's
like,
got a lot of charisma.
Yeah, I got a lot of charisma. I can get up there.
Usually that's all it takes.
Yeah, you know. And then...
a bunch of strong opinions.
Except for the opposing parties will, like, just get onto my freely available media. I should just send them all my negative
attack,
shit.
Attack, attack, attack on Google.
Yeah, and they'd be like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You know, and I'll have hate commercials against me like you wouldn't believe.
Black and white, grainy, Sean on the screen,
Sean
floating across the screen.
Would you believe that a man who thinks that the violent overthrow of government is eventually... would you want to elect him to office? Yeah. Kind of bad. So I'm fucked politically. I'll never get anywhere politically because, you know... I tell the truth, you know.
Nobody wants to hear
Nobody wants to fucking hear the
That's
truth.
Dangerous.
Oh, Jesus. The truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
That's right.
So, unfortunately, you know, I never get anywhere. But that said, the whole thought crime thing. Do you, Sim, believe in thought crimes?
No.
You don't believe in them. Not at all.
I understand the sentiment.
I do too.
I just
this
can't believe
one.
In it. It's so hard for me to get behind somebody getting thrown in jail for something they say.
That's true. It's true. I mean, this is the dilemma.
You get somebody with a microphone, big crowd, and they start going, "Rah, rah, rah, we got to kill everyone."
Yeah, we're going to, you know, Hitler doing the Hitler
thing. So we can
let
people do that, stand up on the stage.
Build an ideology. It's a difference between... You slip of the tongue and you go to jail. That's the difference there. It's I would say, the thought, building an ideology that is just, you know, subversive, people. Destructive, and evil.
That's right.
Like Scientology.
Yeah.
Like extremist religious
and
views.
I bet there's thousands of people who say the same thing as he does, which there are hundreds of thousands even, that say the same thing as he does. They're making an example of him.
Do you have any SS officers? How many people were in the SS? The actual Nazi SS, there were millions of
millions.
People. Millions of people in the Nazi SS.
Wow.
It was a state within a state. Wow. I thought the SS was just like, you know, a couple, maybe
some
couple
elite,
guys,
you know.
A couple thousand guys. No, yeah. There's over a million people in the SS.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was like a high-ranking elite.
I picked
small
up this double
army.
CD set I'm going to loan you called the Occult History of the Third Reich.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Are those people crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, messed up. Messed
wow.
up.
So they had some crazy, crazy followings that they
dude they give to. they get the crazy biscuit award. They get the golden straitjacket. Okay, these guys are fucked up.
Wow.
They had some interesting ideas that I was like, I don't know if I really disagree with that.
Yeah,
they thought that people who had genetic diseases should be sterilized. That was there. That was one of the things. And I'm like, ooh, that's some heavy-handed
interesting.
Shit.
Interesting.
Interesting idea.
Up until, like, the 70s, we did that in Canada. We
it was, you know...
Sterilized people with
Germany,
epilepsy here.
Germany was the last country to adopt racial hygiene laws. America was on the fucking bandwagon years
so
before.
So were we. Oh, yeah. Right on it.
There you go.
It's like, well, we can't have these people breeding.
What, are you insane?
That'd
He's gay.
Awful.
He has to be sterilized.
That's right. He's
you
an
have
aberration.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't
kinda
hear
scary.
About that. You don't know about that.
You don't
that.
Hear about this shit.
But it happened.
Nobody
they buried it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Gone.
Oh, yeah.
I do believe in thought crimes.
Really?
I do. Yes, I do. Yeah,
what,
I do.
What kinds? All? Some?
Well, they exist. Now, you're asking me to classify what is a thought crime and what is not. Okay.
So.
I would say that.
Saying but not acting. They did something wrong.
If you are teaching and promoting a cultural, a mindset, a meme, just like a virus writer.
Yeah.
Okay. If you are, in essence, creating a virus that is destroying and promoting suffering.
Yes.
Okay. Now, some people say, well, that's the Republicans. Okay.
That's also subjective as
that's
well.
That's also subjective. Yeah, so it's a very dangerous.
Who's to
this
say?
This is some murky shit right
it
here.
Is.
And we don't have enough time to get into it.
No.
So, but on the, you're saying that no, there is no thought crimes. That's your stance. And I'm sure we could
actions
do a whole.
Actions speak louder than words.
We could do
that's
a whole.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's true. Without a doubt.
If you don't act on it, you're just saying it. We could be hauled away for this
if
show.
If you got a guy running towards you with the
dagger. Because the government doesn't go along with our line of thinking.
Right.
And we say something on this show.
Right.
Off to jail we go. Apparently, because we committed a thought crime according to their laws, their list of wrong things to say.
Well,
you can't say that because thousands of people hear you and they could act on that.
I think that for me,
well, how about some personal responsibility?
No. It's a little bit different than what just what you say. You couldn't. I don't think you should be thrown in jail because you said something. If you promote an ideology, okay,
a dangerous one.
Yeah, if you're sitting there saying Jews are evil and should be killed.
Okay.
Okay. That is a thought crime because it's not just a statement. It's not like you're just wrong. Because it's not a crime to be wrong, okay, to believe that, well, you know, I believe the earth was created in 7 days. Well, fucking dude, you're wrong. But I believe that. Well, good for you. But you're not creating it. You're not hurting anybody by that.
Right.
Okay, you're not promoting. So even if he teaches that, now if you say that I think the world was created in 7 days and everyone who doesn't believe what I believe is an enemy of God and I should kill them, that is a thought crime. That's where you're teaching people to kill because they disagree with everyone who's not part of your collective consciousness. And this is where it gets a little bit complicated. So I've never taught hate. I've never taught people should just destroy other people because they think differently.
Well, wait a second. Pedophiles. In Canada, there is no capital punishment. There's no crime that the state kills somebody for.
Yeah, that's a problem too.
And
yeah, I think
you
there should
disagree
be,
with pedophiles.
I think there should also be. I disagree.
Could
with,
that be considered?
Disagree is a little light of a word.
Yeah, disagree.
But,
I know.
I also think there should be capital punishment. I'm right. Fucking right out in the open. I'm like, right, woohoo, sure. Right here, capital punishment.
So, along some strange lines, that could be considered something that it does not go along
you're
with.
Fucking
the,
reaching.
I'm reaching.
You're
I'm reaching.
That's
but
a
you
long
know, I got
shot in the rain. Yeah, good luck.
Going
we'll go
for
to
an
court
example
on that
here.
One. Yeah.
Going for an example.
Yeah, going
here.
For the extreme on that one. Yeah, you go ahead.
This is not something that the country believes in at this point.
Okay, so now realistically, let's.
And you're
I'll
saying
take, I'll
kill
take your...
this sect of people? They do not. They should not exist.
I've said that. What I've said is we should kill that sect of people.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So
given an extreme example,
Does that make me a hate criminal because I think that we should kill pedophiles?
Because it's identifying a certain group of individuals, not by classifying them. How is that any different from any other kind of belief system?
Well, because that's an interesting argument. That is a pretty good argument.
They even
actually.
Have organizations.
That's a good argument.
They even have organizations.
They have right? organizations. They're organized. Oh yeah, shit, yeah, they're organized. They're organizing even more in Canada because we're the most tolerant country in the fucking world for pedophiles.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'd have to ask there and say, you know, because. You know, then the same thing could be said with murderers. If there was, should we execute murderers? Well, murder, that's just... No. Here's where it gets a little slippery. The difference is that pedophiles are not a group of people. They are criminals. Okay, there's a difference there. Mm-hmm. They are... That is a criminal act. That is a crime. Okay? Pedophilia is not art. It is documentation of a crime. Okay, so this is where it does get turned into a very fine line.
It does.
Now, there are people who would argue that I am a hate criminal because I say that pedophilia should be a capital offense, and therefore we should execute pedophiles. Mm-hmm. Okay, what I'm saying is we should execute people guilty of capital offenses. I'm not just limited to pedophiles. Hell no. I think we should take out mass murderers and child killers and rapists and all the scum fucks of society. You betcha. You betcha. Cheap, easy voltage solution for you. Organ donor. Okay. But to say that, but that's an interesting argument, though. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'd, you know, and if it came right down to it, because they are gaining more and more ground. And I think that if it really came down to it, that's one of the things where they're saying, we're going to make pedophilia or NAMBLA consenting love legal in this country. I would have to leave the country.
You'd stand up and
I would fucking
say something
I
about that.
Would probably leave the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, there'd be a plane ticket with my name on it that said I left the country, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I'd be off to Australia, I would, I'd fuck that. No, if this place turned that fucked, I'd gone, and I would tell everyone to do the same, because it's fucked. And what do? Do you start killing people? No, you can't do that. So you have to wait for, because it'll explode, it'll implode on itself and destroy everything.
Usually.
So if you can't deactivate the bomb, get the fuck away from it, that's what I gotta say, you know. That's just me, though. Now, apparently as well, in spiritual machine news, this quantum computer has started solving problems without running them, which is an interesting... What was your take on this?
It doesn't actively run.
Right.
It's kind of like a set of mirrors, and you shine a light through these mirrors, like pretend the mirrors are the machine.
Right.
And you shine the light through the mirrors.
Right.
The mirrors don't actually run or do anything.
Right, but, they're just static.
But they solve a problem, like you arrange the mirrors in a certain way, and one of...
Right, yeah, so it creates
point,
a pattern.
Can
right,
point, a pattern. Mirror, point the last mirror to a 0 or a 1,
right,
and you shine the light through this set of mirrors, and it produces a 1. Therefore, it's calculating something.
Oh.
So that's kind of the thing they're getting at.
Oh, okay.
It's stupid.
Now...
It was hyped up.
This leaves me with... I kind of figured that. Now, this leaves me with a question. The question I have is that I think that it's entirely possible, because I had an earlier... Remember on the show we were discussing how, should robots that create intelligence, should they be considered slaves?
That's fun. Yeah, okay.
Or should they be, considered with rights? And I had somebody like... I had... what name was I giving him? Well, we had the cave troll. At my work, who is this huge monstrosity SCA heavy fighter.
Wow.
Who comes up to me and says, robots deserve rights. And I'm like, oh, I understand, Kong. And you shouldn't talk that way, because it's wrong.
That's a hate crime.
That's a hate crime.
The robots.
Against my toaster. So
I have a deep personal relationship with my toaster.
I'm like, shit.
And he's twice as big as you, and he's good.
Well, there's some guys who talk from time to time saying that if we build a supercomputer that's more intelligent than humans,
right?
Have we not? Let's say we create another life form. Without a doubt, if we build machines, it's coming.
Yep.
It's coming.
Hal, right? Hal is here.
No, I'm thinking like you build a unit, even if it's a box, a pyramid box that's like, with tentacles and legs, it can move and whatever.
Yep.
Okay,
crawl on the ceiling.
Yeah, and it can communicate and talk and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
If we build a life form
yep.
that is more advanced than we are.
Made of silicon instead of
whatever,
carbon.
Yeah, more intelligent, more advanced, all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
okay, more advanced life form.
Yeah,
maybe part medical. Maybe biomod chips. Whatever. We build a life form. So we're just gonna say if we build a life form more advanced than we are.
Yep.
Have we as a species not evolved into that life form? Is that not the next stage of evolution?
Yes. We created it.
Yes, so therefore...
That's what the movie 2001 is all about, by the way. But...
which, if you haven't seen that, all you youngsters
very,
out there...
Very, very cool.
Go check
watch
that
2001.
Movie. Yes.
Yes.
It's
we
boring,
produce...
but good.
It's very boring.
It's long and quiet.
First part bad, middle part cool, last part bad.
Yeah, so, but... It's
skip
one of those
the
movies
monkeys.
You just gotta say, yeah, I fucking watched
skip
it.
The monkeys.
Yeah. Monkeys are cool. Anyway.
Yes. Oh, we produce children. We could produce... A machine.
Right.
We've evolved. We've passed down our knowledge,
to these
our
machines.
Thinking, our next evolution state into this machine.
So at what point do you determine whether or not the toaster is alive and has rights? I guess there should be a consciousness test, like a Turing test.
The Turing test, yeah.
Passes a Turing test, gets rights.
Passes 100 Turing tests.
Yeah.
So passes every test you throw at it.
No, if it passes a certain test and qualifies to these, then it deserves rights. And that's where I'm currently standing. There should be a standard which is created which determines whether or not machines have rights.
Yeah.
Any machine that is created that has, I don't know what that standard is, but there should, so I've changed
well,
my viewpoint.
What's the standard we have that give us rights, right? As
well,
a human, is
like,
it our DNA?
Why are we above animals?
Yeah.
Certain things like that. Now, you and I could get into it on that, but anyway.
Exactly.
But so I'm just making a statement that I've changed my mind, that some machines should not be slaves.
Yeah.
Mind you, it'd be nice to have like some really hot sex bots.
Yeah. But maybe you're just afraid that these machines will be more intelligent, more strong than us, and just go, humans are useless.
No,
wipe.
I just want sex bots.
Sex bots.
That's
okay.
That's the goal here.
Well, that's what most scientists are probably shooting for, is the sex bots.
Well, that's where the money is. The guys who make the first sex bot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got it.
They got the cash.
Out. So I think that maybe that is going to be the next stage of evolution.
Sex bots.
This is very after now-ish, by the way. I mean, who's not figuring that out. But, yeah, I think the next stage of human evolution is going to be something we create.
Arthur C. Clarke had it all worked out.
Did he? Did you read a lot of that shit? Well, he's...
No, that's the movie. That's the guy who wrote, co-wrote the movie.
Yeah, he's pretty switched on.
Yeah. I mean, it only makes sense. They can live forever, replace parts and that kind of thing. It is... Live forever. Operate forever.
Apparently, according to the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the Tibetan Book of the Dead has no problem with cyborgs with downloading consciousness.
Really?
Apparently, I haven't read the Tibetan Book of the Dead, but I might want to pick that shit up.
Yeah.
Because
in that light of things, wow.
Because it's got a real... It, the
passes on knowledge through
They've got that
means.
Whole soul thing worked out. They've got that.
They've thought it right
through.
They've
dialed,
meditated on
they've
that.
They've dialed in on that shit. 10,000 years in a cave.
That's
will
interesting.
Sort that shit out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what is the difference between passing on knowledge and putting it into a computer?
So if someone could find me a good copy that's readable, I don't want no fucking poetic Tibetan Buddhist.
Needs to be in English.
Yeah, I want the good copy you can read and actually understand.
Yeah.
And without being high, that'd be great. Yeah. And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, we will be back next week to make sure you get all the news information and thought forms and memes that you need to stay alive without going to jail. This would be a free podcast brought to you by the generous donations of 52 people. Whew. You know, and I'm really impressed that people are still donating to the show, even though it's gone to a weekly format.
Yes.
I'm very much impressed with that.
Four-fifths of the people didn't drop off.
And I was totally expecting that you guys would, and realistically, thank you very much.
Some did, but a lot of stayed.
But the guys who are hardcore, and the guys... The
they real, know how much work goes into this.
What I would classify as the true fans, the people who are willing to support me. Man, you know, I don't have the time, and I don't have the effort to thank you all individually, but so thank you very much, honest to God. And if you would like to help keep this news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the Donate tab. And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. I'm sorry I haven't been emailing people back, but my eyes have been fucked. I can't spend a lot of time on the computer. Mm-hmm. If you have access to sensitive information or the pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, @rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Infected Mushroom called I'm the Supervisor. And I'm going to leave you now with Super Trooper, because it's hot.
It is. Get your dancing.
That's right. Get your dance on. So until tomorrow, that is what Server said. End of line.
Super Trooper, beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue.